When the media coined the phrase cost of living crisis, many people knew exactly what they meant, as world events conspired to quickly increase the cost of food and energy, which in turn led to inflation heading in the wrong direction. Well, now, even though inflation is falling, especially at this time of year, many people are finding it hard to make ends meet. Throughout this time, RNIB has been working behind the scenes in a number of consumer areas to try to put in place good practice with food and energy suppliers, and quite simply to promote good ideas that can help blind and partially sighted people financially. And Steve Packer, head of ESG, Environmental Social Governance and Sustainability at RNIB, joins us now on PSSI Talk to tell us a little more. Steve, thanks very much for talking to us today. Perhaps I could first ask you to explain the kind of things people could be usefully thinking about when it comes to saving money, especially during these winter months.
There's two specific areas that RNIB have been focused on, and we've politely called them eating and heating. And what that has involved, particularly during the cost of living crisis period, is working very closely with energy retailers and food retailers. These are the two areas that clearly have seen increases through inflation and through energy prices, and are the two areas that, through research and insight, we know are affecting specifically blind and partially sighted people.
And of course, especially at this time of year, energy, I mean, that really is a big topic. It can be a very big outlay, can't it? What are the areas of advice where, again, you'd encourage people to focus to save money?
So for energy, we've been working very closely with the energy retailers, and there are two particular points I'd like to highlight today. One of them is what's referred to as the AIHD, which is the Accessible In-Home Display Smart Meter. Now, RNIB were pivotal in the design with Geo, the company, in designing this. And what differentiates it from a conventional smart meter is the fact that it has a large format display, it has large buttons, and it has audible functions, making it totally accessible for blind and partially sighted people. It is readily available from most of the larger energy retailers, and any blind or partially sighted person that calls their energy provider would be able to have one of these installed by an engineer free of charge. What that enables the end user to benefit from is seeing how much they are using from an energy perspective. Now, last winter, we knew that everything was going to skyrocket, and this made it much more manageable for people with sight loss to manage their energy bills.
Is it a fairly quick and simple process to get one installed? I mean, do you have to wait a while before an engineer will come and install it, albeit free of charge?
There is a lead time, and it varies from energy retailer to retailer. We have worked with probably two of the three largest energy retailers that will claim to turn things around in 7 to 10 days. However, we have had to challenge back some of them where customers have come through to RNIB's helpline and saying that the lead time is excessively high. So I think it's very much a case-by-case example, but having recently had calls with those energy retailers, they have pledged to make sure that the service is a little bit more seamless than it has been.
And of course, people do have the right, don't they, to change their energy provider for gas, electricity, both, whenever they feel like it.
Very much so. And because the government decided not to implement a social tariff, that has implemented a lot of discussion about the best kind of packages and tariffs that are available. And any energy retailer has to now disclose what the best packages are and give the opportunity of either changing within their own organisation or offering the consumer to go somewhere else.
And Steve, you did mention making the point to your energy supplier that you are blind or partially sighted. They must respond to that, mustn't they? And have they got effective ways that they can do that to make sure that anyone who lives with sight loss is being looked after?
Yes, there's two specific areas that I'll mention here. One of them is the PSR, which is the Priority Services Register. And this is for any vulnerable type of customers, of which sight loss is included. And if that particular person signs up to the Priority Services Register, it indicates that they have sight loss and potentially also may have difficulties paying their bills at some particular stage. We really encourage anybody that is classed as blind or partially sighted to sign up to the Priority Services Register. The other area that we've worked really closely with the energy retailers on is accessibility. And that is accessibility of billing and also the end-to-end customer journey through their website and apps. And several of the energy retailers use RNIB's transcription services to produce the bills in large format, which makes it accessible, Braille, and also from a digital perspective, are easily read by a number of different screen readers, including JAWS. We've also been working with them on the different apps to make sure that, again, if someone is computer savvy and quite comfortable using apps, that they are accessible and can be used through screen readers. I have to say that the energy retailers we've worked with have been extremely receptive to doing this and very much make it a priority to make their services accessible and inclusive.
Well, clearly the message is keep in touch with, make contact with your energy provider and let them know what you want. Perhaps, Steve, could we move on to the other area you talked about, which was retail and buying, I suppose, food, the food bill, isn't it? The weekly food shop, or however often one does it. That is a big thing. Have you advice to provide there, bearing in mind that all the retailers, the supermarkets, they do operate differently sometimes?
Yes, they do. And this has been the challenge. I think during cost of living, what we've seen is many of the retailers implementing new apps and new offers, which can become confusing to most people. But as I referenced before, to blind and partially sighted people that do shop within the supermarkets or retailers, it becomes a bit of a minefield as to what the best offers are. So we have worked with three of the biggest supermarket retailers in the country and given them an understanding of what the challenges are. And to a degree, they have responded to layout, the type of point of sale that's used, the type of apps that are used as well. So there is what I call parity on pricing. And I think pricing has become the most important thing with food inflation at one point at 16.7%. At this time of the year, we also encourage retailers not to make their aisles too congested. There is a tendency to start putting stock onto the floor because of the volume of sales, and this obviously becomes an obstacle for blind and partially sighted people. So we are giving a lot of guidance to the retailers to make that experience a little bit more inclusive and pleasurable.
And of course, the online shopping packers, those who are packing off the shelves, the staff who are loading up for those who are buying online, that can be another clogging point, can't it? It really can be difficult to get past them.
Very much so. And I think as we enter what's affectionately called in the retail trade the golden quarter, which is the Christmas period, obviously the volume of people into store shopping increases and therefore the increase in online shopping goes up as well. What we've done from a digital perspective is very similar to the work we've done to the retailers to make a seamless end-to-end customer journey. So that if someone wants to shop from home, everything on the website is accessible and clear. We've also worked with the delivery drivers and given some best practice guidance as to how to help someone with sight loss when they do make the delivery to the customer homes. And this was something that came out during the pandemic as quite a concern. So I think it's all about raising awareness, making the retailers comfortable about what sight loss means. Customers that would prefer to go into store, we've given guidance on whether they're going to be shopping with someone else or with a guide dog, to make that experience certainly as equitable as possible.
Well, Steve, clearly you and your team have done all this groundwork to make supermarkets aware. My final question really is whether people, because of that work that you've done, and you say that there is response coming back from the supermarkets, whether people should feel confident to say what they want, say what they need, push for the accessibility they need when they're shopping, to tell the supermarkets what they want.
Yes, and in most cases, they are very receptive. I think obviously it depends on the size and format of the store. We've tended to find that the smaller stores aren't so receptive, but the larger format stores are. And you know, some of the other areas that R&I have been working on have been in the accessible packaging space, where we've implemented a code called NaviLens, which is a very accessible code, and that's where they're interested in. We have to be mindful that the supermarkets and retailers also will have that caveat as what's in it for me. And I've made it very clear in all my conversations with the more senior people in the retailers, what's in it for them is that actually, if they get their accessibility right for blind and partially sighted people, potentially they're going to increase their customer loyalty base and increase their market share. And it is, I suppose, a bit of a sad indictment that we have to sort of reference that, but it's kind of human nature as well.
Well, thank you very much indeed for sharing useful advice with us here on PSSI Talk. Steve Packer, Head of Environmental, Social Governance and Sustainability at RNIB, thanks for your time.
Pleasure. Thanks very much.